So we're reminded once again to come back to the calf muscles and the seat. I was hearing some music and I didn't know where it was coming from. Ananda, it's coming from the chimes that are right outside my window that you sent us. Beautiful. And a woodpecker, affiliated woodpecker, is out there. Okay, there's very high frequency light coming in. You don't have to feel it. Like I said, I'm seeing the big picture here. That's my role. And I describe it should you be able to resonate with what I'm describing. And again, we each have our own individual experience with these energies. You could be seeing angels, aliens, your ancestors, you could be seeing your kidney, your liver, you could be having any kind of experience as these high frequencies come into your being. The important thing is discerning between that hardened old energy and the fresh new ease energy. So there's tremendous energies coming from the sun that have been happening for quite a while now, but there's more happening now. And then from behind the sun, what's causing the sun to shift are the cosmic energies in the center of the galaxy, which is an intelligence. An intelligence without words, but with guidance. And the cosmos, the cosmic center, is centered in the womb of the Great Mother, the Great Goddess. The intelligence and love behind all existence. And allow and invite your body to soften and release at the base of the spine and the calf muscles. and the connection with the energy through your feet. And become an open channel, an open vessel for this light to radiate through you and around you. Note, bring your presence to the area between the navel and the diaphragm, the waist. Allow that to, or notice it coming alive. And at a certain point in every ceremony, the higher consciousness takes over, the greater intelligence, the greater love. And we each receive in right timing and right proportion a blessing, a gift. An attunement, a healing. From the more intelligent source. If you can stay with it a little longer, we're in the middle of a process. Don't try to understand it, think about it. Just be at ease. There's a very deep cosmic seeding, birthing taking place beyond words, beyond culture. So we're in a deeper part of the ceremony that you can't monitor, can't follow. It's in the cosmic realm. And it's more like being in the birthplace of the universe, which we can't imagine. So we're still, there's a little bit more to go. This is on a deep cosmic level and doesn't relate to your personality at all, but to the foundation, the seed of your existence on multiple levels, multiple dimensions. There we go. It just completed. Just rest. You might even fall asleep for a minute or two. Okay, this is a Gradual re-entry. Your nervous systems are in a sensitive state. Take a few breaths. Anyone want to comment or ask a question?
For me, I felt a stillness and a fullness and a sense of embodiment. And I can still feel that currently.
So, why don't we take a longer break today? You can take a nap, walk outside. I do want you to recognize that your nervous system is in a subtle state, and your consciousness is too. So, I want you to be very clear about what you engage in, where you put your attention, what you interact with. Honestly, the best thing to do is be in nature or take a nap. So why don't we come back at 2 o'clock. That's like 1 hour and 50 minutes. Oh, the time will, your consciousness will be adjusting to this attunement. that don't try to understand it is totally beyond the realm of the personality. And we have many realms beyond the personality and beyond the emotional body that are supporting us. Beyond the angels, beyond God. So you can hang up. I will send out another link. And if you don't have it by 1:15, let me, oh wait, 1:30, let me know. And be very gentle with yourselves.
Sarah, can you say what time we come back again?
Yeah, 2 o'clock, which was 2 o'clock my time.
Okay.
A hawk just went by. How are you doing, Carolyn? With your back and
That's relaxed.
okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you then.